Good morning, Martin.
This race holds great memories for me. I've competed in it a number of times. I think the best I ever got was 10th and got a hat as a prize. But it's been around since the mid-1960s, hasn't it, this race?
I think it might have been the second year of the club, 69, when it was first implemented. So that's over 50 years now.
Yeah, and it is very prestigious. It's one that everyone wants to win.
Yes, and I have to say that it's not for the money. You know, people don't want it to win for the money. They want to win it because of the prestige and the fact that it's their final race for the year. It's had great people that have won it. Yeah, everybody wants to win it. There's no doubt about that.
It's not an easy task either, 17.6 kilometres. The going's fairly flat, but on the odd occasions, it's been against an easterly wind. I think there's a westerly forecast for tomorrow, so it might be okay. But normally it attracts a reasonable field as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. We get lots of... Pretty much everybody that's run with the club on and off during the year will come back for this. And then we get a few others that might just enter for a couple of races in the year, and this is one of them.
Okay, so what's the field looking like for tomorrow then, Rod?
It's looking very good. It's got some very strong runners off back marks, but all the way right through from virtually from our go marker through to the back mark, there are chances galore. One of the things that our handicappers have been there, I think their fourth year now, what they've done in the bigger, more feature races, of which this is the biggest and most featured, what they tend to do is redo the handicaps, especially for the race. They work out what time they think everybody will run at that distance and handicap them accordingly. So consequently, if they're correct, there'll be, 50-odd runners on the oval at the same time. Now, we know that won't happen because, depends how you feel on the day and some people might, have been hiding their light under the bushel a little bit. But in theory, it should be a very close race.
I like the idea of the way they're handicapping that and you say some of the bigger races of the season, because what's happened in the past is that there has been accusations of some runners having their handbrake on leading up to the feature race so they can get a good handicap.
Yeah, well, there's always that accusation, but I don't think it's really happened heaps, and especially like people start to realise that there's only one person that can win it. So if a bunch of people are holding back for it, they start to think, well, there's not much point really. There's only one that can win it. But the other thing that's really good about doing it this way, it means that people are quite happy to go. Earlier in the season, they can go out and win a race and do their best every race. And if they happen to win one, know that, they'll get lifted back up again for this one, give them a chance in this one, because that's how it should be for this one. Every single runner in the club should have a chance. And I know theoretically that should be the case in every race, but in normal races, people coming back from injury or people a bit out of form and different things. And people just don't peak and do their best every Sunday because you can't, you've got to look after your body a bit. But for this one, we know everybody's sort of done their right things this week and prepared for it, so everybody will be able to put their very best effort in.
Yeah, let's hope so. And because it's a handicap race, anyone can win, and you've got a wide variety of abilities involved in the race. And I know from past years there's been sometimes more than an hour between the first runner and the last one away. What's the back marker on tomorrow?
Okay, well, the back marker's young Tom Merton from Wynyard. He's a fantastic young runner, and he's starting on 62.30.
Well, there you
so
go.
He's giving away just over an hour.
Wow.
To our go marker. Now, just to put that in perspective, the handicappers have worked everybody's times out pretty much on the race taking 2 hours. So they expect Thomas Merton to run somewhere around 57.5, and the front marker to run about 2 hours, an hour 120 minutes. So virtually half the time, the back marker will take half the time to run the distance.
Yeah, and to put that in perspective, he'll probably leave Wynyard around about the time that the front marker is possibly going across the Cam River Bridge. I mean, that's an enormous head start, isn't it?
Yeah, probably not quite there. That's 5Ks to go, but the front markers will be well out in Somerset before young Tom starts off.
Okay,
but he's got His main goal, his first goals will be to catch the runners. There's a few other good runners just in front of him. There's Hayden. Hayden's scratched, actually. Hayden's unwell, which is really sad. But Brian Lyons is off 3 minutes in front of time. And Andrew Winkle, who's a fantastic runner, is 4 minutes in front. So he'll gradually start to try and pick those off and work his way through the field.
Do the backies have a chance tomorrow?
Absolutely they do. Yeah. Look, if Tom Merton is at his best, he can certainly run 57 and a half minutes. Absolutely. So they will. And Brian Lyon, he's got to run 61. Well, he could do that, certainly. They definitely have a chance.
Okay. Any other favourites at this stage? Given that it's a handicap, everyone's got a chance, but you must have a few that you've got an eye on.
When I did my little preview of it as publicity officer, I went through the handicaps take three pages, A4 pages. So I just did page by page, called in the front page the front markers. And the best runners there on the front page, the front markers, appear to be Darlene Jakes, who's going to start off 20 minutes. She's in really good form and has been close up in some runs. And Chris Talbot's also on that page. Now, Chris is a runner that'll run all day. He goes out and runs marathons just for the fun of it. He's done 86 altogether.
Goodness me. So it's only a sprint for him tomorrow, then.
This is exactly his sort of run, you know, a flat and run where he can just get in his pace and just go. So he'll be a real chance. He won a half marathon a couple of years ago, which is very similar to this. And David Merton is another. That's Tom's dad. David is going to be a big show off the Freeze front mark. Off the middle page, this is where I think that, you know, a lot of really top chances are there. Now Steve Tammins has been busting to win a race all year, so he'd be. And so is Jason Scott and Eric Robertson. Those three runners have all been so close, so many races. I think they'll be right up there. Jordan Matthews won a race earlier in the year, but has just gone on and on improving. This is just his second year with the club, and he's getting better and better all the time, and he'll be a big chance. Also on that page are Jared Lowry and Greg Smith, a couple of our more senior members.
Veterans,
of the club,
yeah.
Mm. But more than capable on their day, absolutely.
Yeah, well, Greg
Smith. And then I mentioned some of the back markers already, mate, but others there on the back page I just should mention are Ben Young, who's been close up right since the start of the year. He hasn't had a lot of runs with this because he's a pretty busy boy, but he'll be a top chance. Ben Brockman, the people around Devonport will know really Benny really well. And Josh Phoebe has been, he was second last week in the non-penalty race at Railton, and he's flying. And I mentioned Andrew Winkle already, and Tom Merton, and Brian Lyons. So there you go, mate. That's about 15 runners that I've picked out of the 55 or so, but I could easily have missed the winner.
Yeah, you could quite well. Now, the race normally starts a bit earlier than the 10 o'clock usually. So what time's it starting tomorrow?
We've actually last year gone back to 9:30 for our race starts. Actually, I think we did it in 2020 in the COVID year. So it is at the normal, our normal starting time of 9:30. We start at the Wynyard post office, and first runners should get to the oval finish with the lap of the oval at West Park at around about 11:30.
Okay, 11:30, so people get along to watch the finish of it, and I know there's people line the course from previous experience. It's one that captures the imagination of the public as well, and we just should remind people that are on the road tomorrow between Wynyard and Burnie around about that time between 9:30 and 11:30, just to be aware there might be a bit of extra traffic and certainly foot traffic around. Hope it's a great race tomorrow, Rod, and everyone has a good time, and thank you for your time this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Martin.